Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. First of all, in answer to your many, many questions, I am getting better and better, slow but sure. So praise God with me for his kindness to me, will you? Just ask God, just offer God thanksgiving, because it could have been so much worse and it wasn't. And I am very, very grateful for all your prayers. But today, here we are on a Monday morning, December 9th, but this is the day we celebrate the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. And so we celebrate it now because it falls on a Sunday, and so nothing takes over from the Sunday reading. So we move this feast to Monday. And the first reading today is taken from the book of Genesis. Now, this is the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. Listen to this in that light. After the man Adam had eaten of the tree, the Lord God called to the man and asked him, "Where are you?" And he answered, "I heard you in the garden, but I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid myself." And then he asked, "Who told you that you were naked? You have eaten then from the tree of which I had forbidden you to eat." And the man replied, "The woman whom you put here with me, she gave me fruit from the tree, and so I ate it." And the Lord God then asked the woman, "Why did you do such a thing?" And the woman answered, "The serpent tricked me into it, so I ate it." Isn't that interesting, brothers and sisters? Right there, we're always putting the blame somewhere else. And then the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you shall be banned from all the animals and from all the wild creatures. On your belly shall you crawl, and dirt shall you eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will strike at your head, while you strike at his heel." The man called his wife Eve, because she became the mother of all the living. Brothers and sisters, there's so much to say here that we can't even actually begin saying it, but here was the first mistake being made. Oh, brothers and sisters, what a serious mistake. You know, this is from another angle, but think about this. We commit a sin and say, "Okay, yeah, I committed a sin." But do you realize what effect that has on the whole body of Christ? And you say, "Oh, I'm a nothing." That's not the way it works. It's spiritually. Brothers and sisters, your sin can cause another to sin, and another and another, and grow larger and larger. Believe me. And don't just say, "Oh, my sin's too small. Nobody would notice it." Small sins accumulate, and then they can launch an avalanche at some point because of our lack of sensitivity and our desire to follow the Lord. You know, I've often wanted to say to the Lord, "Lord, I want to be like you. I want to be like you without sin. But I can't do that. I fall. I'm weak." But every time I do, and I do often, every time I do, I need to stop and repent and ask for God's mercy. Or do you say, "Oh, well, yeah, I'll go to confession next week"? Take some time right now in your relationship with God and ask for mercy. Then when you go to confession, all the graces you receive to put that sin aside are given to you. They're given to strengthen you. And sometimes it takes a while to change a habit or a pattern, but it can be done. Right here in the middle of Advent, or at the beginning of Advent, or close to, this is a time where we can ask the Lord, "Lord, what's in my life do you want me most to get rid of? I want to listen to you and I want to follow you." Brothers and sisters, the joy over time, the joy you will experience is nothing compared to, quote, getting away with it. Don't do that. Admit your sin, ask God's pardon, and ask God's strength and wisdom to help you to avoid it. He honestly will do that. We need to humble ourselves and come to him. And sometimes it takes a while to change a pattern. I understand that, or a habit. But it can change. That's the important thing. You can be a better and better person day by day. Brothers and sisters, don't miss the grace that God has for you. Don't miss all that he wants to pour out upon you. Psalm 98 tells us, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous deeds, and he has done marvelous deeds. Oh, brothers and sisters, let's not miss by our own sin, even if they're, quote, small sins and petty sins. Don't let your life be marred by any of it. And if it's a major sin, oh, how much God wants to welcome you back. Come to him. Lean on him. Your mind will become clearer and clearer as the days go by and the weeks and the months go by. Your mind will become clearer on what pleases the Lord. And that's what we want, isn't it? Let's pray for one another. And the second reading is from Paul to the Ephesians, chapter 1, 3-6 and 11-12. Brothers and sisters, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavens, as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blemish before him. In love, he destined us for adoption to himself through Jesus Christ, in accord with the favor of his will, for the praise of the glory of his grace that he granted us in the beloved. See, when we sin, we shut the door to the grace God has for us. What we want to do is to open our hearts for God to change us. It takes time. It takes time to break a habit. Sometimes our flesh is stronger than listening to the Lord, not because God couldn't shout at us, but he chooses to do it the way he does. Steady promise of care and protection if we turn toward him. In love, he destined us for adoption to himself. I am a son or a daughter of God. Think of that. I am a son or a daughter of God. And we want to live in the praise of the glory of his grace. That's how we want to live. Grateful for what he has done for us, not just trying to hide our sin, or every once in a while, once a year, we try to get rid of a sin. No, ask God for help. Just take one thing at a time and work on it. And the gospel for today is taken from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. This is a story we're all familiar with, but just listen to it again with fresh ears, so to speak. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. And then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of God, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." I don't think I could have spoken a word, but Mary said to the angel, "How can this be? I have no relations with a man." And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word. And then the angel departed from her. I could take a week just on this gospel. The faith of Mary, the faith to trust him, the faith to listen, the faith to pay attention, not going around boasting about, oh, I had an angel come, or God came to me and spoke to me, how wonderful. None of that. Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done to me according to your word. Brothers and sisters, that's true humility. The focus isn't on herself. It's on God. Whatever God wants of me, I will do. Think about that. Whatever God wants of me, I will do. Can you say that? Can I say that? We usually give a number of excuses first for whatever we think God is asking of us. Ask God for a heart that's more malleable, that's movable in a sense, that can be changed. You don't want to be closed against God. You don't want to be even have a shadow of a gate between you and God. You want to know him and love him and serve him as he desires you to do it. That's what you want to do. That's what our life is about, to serve the living God in Christ Jesus. Brothers and sisters, I just want to encourage you. Mary is such an incredible example to us of faith, trusting God. And what God asked of her seems absolutely impossible, but she trusted him and waited upon him. And through the Blessed Mother, we read, if you stand in need of mercy, it is found in full measure in the heart of the Virgin. If you reverence the truth, give thanks to the Virgin, since from the ground of her virgin flesh, the truth which you worship has arisen. No less give thanks to the Virgin, if you follow after peace, since from her is born for you the peace which surpasses all understanding. If you pursue justice, see that you are not ungrateful to the Virgin, for at the opening of her womb, justice looked forth from heaven. If your faith is shaken by some assault from an enemy, turn your eyes upon the Virgin, and that which was wavering will be firmly fixed. If the lust of the flesh delights you, turn your gaze upon the Virgin, and the danger to your chastity is removed. If pride disturbs your spirit, turn your gaze upon the Virgin. And by the merit of her unsullied humility, your swelling spirit will subside. If you are set on fire by anger's torches, lift your eyes to the Virgin, and you will go gentle through her calm. If ignorance or error have led you astray from the way of life, look to Mary, star of the sea, and in her light you will be led back to the path of the truth. God, brothers and sisters, will not turn away from you, even when we sinned. He always awaits us. He always will receive us. Beg him for the help that you need, and it will be given you by God. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.